remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison.
That could easily have gone the other way. They could have called the foul on the wall, I think, don't you?
I didn't see the replay because my first thought was maybe a flop. Would they call that at this stage of the game? I don't know. But they got the timeout first. Minute 12 to play, 60-55 Wisconsin. Crow, Gilmore on the floor for Wisconsin. Hepburn, Klesman, and Wohl. Reese, Scott, Hart, Young, and Martinez for Maryland. Tyler Wohl, sideline left, front court, will inbound. Looking, throws to Klesman on the left wing. And just holds it at the center circle. Down to 1 minute to play. Shot clock is at 10. High screen from Crow. Chucky will use it to the right. Chucky hooks it back to Crow. Left side, hands off to Klesman. Klesman to the line. In the lane, in trouble. Finds Wohl, low on the right. Goes up, whistle. Offensive foul on Wohl, and that's it. Dante Scott took the hit. Tyler Wohl has fouled out.
Just have to credit Maryland's defense. Oh, not a good possession offensively for the Badgers, needless to say. They cut them off. Every place they wanted to go, they got cut off.
You know what? I thought they called a foul there, but they may have. Let's see. I guess he. Everybody in the house thought that was a foul on Tyler Wohl. I don't know if they said maybe he had stepped out first or if there was some other. The shot clock had. No, I don't think so, but they. I thought there was still time on the shot clock. Or they may have been a no call and they called him up in the shot clock. Or they may have been a no call and they called him up and down with a travel. No, after all of that, they got it right. It is a foul.
Yeah, I think
it's not
Tyler
that
just,
hard, guys.
Tyler just was unwilling to leave the floor, which created some of the confusion. Now the officials are going to have a little huddle.
Yeah. It seemed that they called it offensive foul. And that's five on Wohl, but they are going to look at the monitor maybe to... Well, we'll see. I want to eavesdrop here with Chris Beaver talking to television guys.
Tyler Wohl leaves
the game.
They're
checking to see if there was a shot clock violation there first. So that's what they're checking.
Still more significant, he was only 3 of 7 from the free throw line when he was in the game.
I'm looking at the replay right now. There is still a second on the shot clock, I think, that they called the foul, but they're looking at it. We have 50.1 seconds to play, 60-55, Wisconsin leading Maryland. Making one more look, Dante Scott got himself in position. And yeah, there's still one showing on the shot clock, so... So it will be number 5 on Tyler Wohl. Player control, non-shooting.
Seen a little bit of everything here in the second half, haven't we? Started with Bango breaking that rim. Blame him.
60-55 Wisconsin. It'll be Maryland basketball. Badgers have one timeout available. Maryland still has three, and they got a freebie timeout there on the replay review. Maryland also has the possession arrow. And once again, we'll remind you both teams of the double bonus. Inbounds pass to Jameer Young. He'll get up the floor in a hurry. Down to 45 seconds. Left hand flip to Akeem Hart. Left in the lane. Drives on Hepburn. Bobbled it. Got it back low on the left. Throws it up. Wild shot. No. Tipped in the air. Pulled down by Jordan Davis. Outlet to Klesman. Moves to the middle. 34 seconds left. Now Crow. Front court left. Drops it back to Davis. And a foul is called with 31.1 to play. Free throws coming up for Wisconsin.
Sure seemed like a lot of contact on that drive between Hart and Hepburn. But no whistle. Just let them play on. Hart wound up missing. Jordan Davis wound up cleaning the glass and getting the board.
Pretty good D there by Chucky. Dante Scott called for the foul. He has three. Stephen Crow at the free throw line where he's 3 of 4 tonight. First free throw in the air is short. No good. Crow at the free throw line where he's 3 of 4 tonight. First free throw in the air is short. No good. Badgers now 13 of 22 at the foul line. Timeout. Maryland 31.1 to play. Wisconsin 60, Maryland 55.
And the thing about it, too, is the misses have been essentially bricks. It's not like they've ripped out.
Not rattle outs, huh?
No. Badgers came into the game shooting 73% from the stripe.
Yeah, just 13 of 22 tonight. Maryland 6 out of 10. So the fact that Badgers have been getting to the foul line, they're still a plus 7 in makes. Both teams with 20 buckets in this game. Maryland with a couple of more threes, 9 to Wisconsin 7. More free throw coming up for Crowell. He has 11 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. 31.1 to play. Some dribbles, bends the knees, free throw, good. 1 out of 2, 6-point lead, Wisconsin. 31 seconds to play. Inbounds pass to Amir Young. Up the floor. Front court to Carey. A bump, a play on. Dante Scott driving in the lane. Knocked away Gilmore. Got it back low on the right. Goes up. Got fouled. We're going to get Carter with 23 and a half seconds to play. And it is on Gilmore. That's his third. 23.5 to play. 61-55 Wisconsin. Dante Scott has 8 points in the game. He shoots 2. Averages 15 and a half per game. First free throw is good.
He was the third leading scorer last year behind Fats Russell and Eric Ayala. It seemed like Eric Ayala was around forever, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, it did.
Good player, though. So was Fats.
Connor Asijan in for Carter Gilmore. Asijan, a superb foul shooter. Asijan in for Carter Gilmore. Asijan, a superb foul shooter. Good foul shooters out there. Ian Martinez will come in. And he's going to get Julian Reese. 61-56 Wisconsin with 23 and a half seconds to play. Second free throw coming up for Dante Scott. He made the first. Second on the way. And it's a rounded out. No good. Klesmet the rebound. And Klesmet gets fouled with 21.1 to play. Klesmet 13 of 17 at the foul line this season. And it's on Don Carey. And he has fouled out. He will finish with 8 points in the game. That's Klesmet with 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. He'll be at the foul line for the first time tonight. 61-56, Wisconsin. The Terrapins, they've left points.
It really is true with Max Klesmet. If you look at the box score, that's not going to tell you the whole story and how
right.
The way he plays. It's just not. It's
Nope. No, he's one that iPads tell you one thing. You need your eyeballs to tell you the rest. See? Helps his team a lot. First free throw is good for Klesmet. 62-56, Wisconsin. 21.1 remaining. Second free throw, Klesmet, good. Get Gilmore in, offense, defense now. Gilmore in, Asijan out. 63-56, Wisconsin. And Jameer Young will let it roll in the backcourt. Picks it up. Scoots to the front court in a hurry. High screen Scott. Young for 3 straight away. Good. Timeout, Maryland. Jameer Young with a reminder. They're not going away yet. 63-59, Wisconsin. 16.7 seconds left in Madison.
So earlier I mentioned how elite some of the guards have been that the Badgers have faced from Maryland. I even put together a list. It's Anthony Cowan.
Oh, yeah.
Mello Trimble.
Oh, yeah.
And then for older time, the real old timers, old man flashback, John Lucas. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Steve Blake.
Yes, sir.
Juan Dixon. Vasquez. You know, it's an incredible list.
Yeah, it's been nuts. You know, with all the nature of Maryland last year and what happened, you go back to the, like, when COVID robbed us of a lot of things, including an NCAA tournament, the Badgers were Big Ten champs. So is Maryland that year. Michigan State as well. Badgers had the number one seed for a tournament that never happened. But they're not that far removed from being really, really good. 16.7 seconds to play. 63-59, Wisconsin. Right. Osmond can roam, looking, roams to his left, now to his right, throwing to Jordan Davis, waiting to get fouled, and he does by Martinez with 15.4 to play. Jordan is 5 of 7 at the foul line. He'll shoot two with the Badgers up 4.
Klesma, the inbounder, responded like a quarterback. He moved the defense with his eyes and his body to one side of the floor, then came back to the opposite side to an open man in Jordan Davis.
Looked at the safety, said, I'm going this way. Yes. Nope, I'm actually going that way. Jordan Davis with 7 points. First free throw is good. 7 points coming in the first half. Asijan in, or rather out. Asijan out, Gilmore in. 15.4 to play. 64-59 Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Jordan Davis on the way. Around and out, no good. Hart the rebound. 14 seconds left. Young to the front court. Badgers up 5. Young on the right side. Pokes it to Dante Scott. Fakes the 3. Puts it on the deck. Knocked away by Hepburn. Chucky dives to the floor. Scott dives to the floor. It's loose. Hepburn has it. Throws it in the air. Crowell has it. Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight? Wow.
How fitting that it would end with a 50-50 ball that Chucky Hepburn would win against Dante Scott. I mean, it pretty much symbolizes how you have to win in this league, doesn't it? Especially in the second half where the Badgers showed a little bit more grit. Made a few more shots, had that type of ball out, hustle on the floor, preserved the victory.
Wow, that was a grown man effort tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers, as for the 18th time in the last 20 Big Ten openers, the Badgers get the job done. And another close one. 6 close ones in a row for the Badgers. They have taken 4 of them, including their conference opener tonight. Final score, Wisconsin 64, Maryland 59. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org. Let it slip, it comfort, check.
Talk to doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buy FordNow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Hey fans, next time you make the journey here to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a Brew Pub Lotsa Matsa Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub Pizzas are loaded with over half a pound opener They're now 7-2 overall as Wisconsin defeats previously unbeaten Maryland 64-59. Mike, the Terps shooting just 38% from the field tonight.
Really was the difference. And they stayed alive, though, by finding the range again from three. As we pointed out, that was really the difference in the first half. They got hot late, especially from the three-point line, where they had a flurry of threes, four threes from four different players, and all of a sudden they had taken the momentum away from Wisconsin. And they were starting to come back with it a little bit late in the game, but the Badgers did enough good things on the defensive end and kind of weathered their own problems at the free throw line to get out of here with the win.
Yeah, 17-27 were the Badgers of the foul line. Maryland 7-12, so a plus 10 for Wisconsin in free throw makes. Maryland actually had one more made field goal than Wisconsin tonight. Chucky Epperin with 13 points to lead the way. Stephen Crowell with 12. Tyler Wall with 9 points, 5 rebounds before fouling out. Jordan Davis chipped in big. 8 points, 6 rebounds. Connor Resegian with 8 points in the game. Carter Gilmore, 7 points and 3 boards here this evening. Max Klesmet with 7 points as well. Jameer Young with 17 to pace the Terps. Julian Reese with 10. Don Carey with 8. Dante Scott ends up with 9. Hakeem Hart with just 5. He came in averaging nearly 14 a contest. Jahari Long with 3. Ian Martinez with 5. Patrick Emilian with 2. Final score, Wisconsin 64, Maryland 49. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're Orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com, that's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Badgers 20 of 47 from the field, 7 of 21 from three. We mentioned the free throws, 17 of 27. Terps 38% from the floor, 21 of 55. They stayed alive with good three-point shooting, 10 of 24 and 7 of 12 at the foul line. You know, one of the keys to this game as well, Maryland, we talked about being a really good offensive rebounding team. They had just eight offensive boards. Second chance points actually favored Wisconsin tonight, Mike, 7-4. You look at a lot of different things, but Maryland's ability to hit the glass, particularly with Dante Scott and Julian Reese, the Badgers really did a good job of securing the rebound.
And they had been kind of preached to about blockouts and rebounding, defensive rebounds and the importance of it, especially getting into Big Ten play where that style of play changes noticeably. It's more physical. It was tonight. A little bit more inconsistent as far as the whistle tonight. Hopefully that'll change a little bit and there'll be consistency at both ends of the floor for both teams. I thought, and then you mentioned it, Matt, the difference with the way Maryland plays, more so with its personnel right now, is that they don't get to the free throw line, or at least they didn't in this game. Mm-hmm. They were kept off the stripe, which was a good thing and proved the difference, even though the Badgers shot poorly at the other end.
Yeah, they came in making 10 more free throws than opponents had attempted. And what they had to do tonight was something they really haven't had to do all season, too, is play from behind. Most of this night, they just did not have the lead much in this game at all. And coming into the game, they had trailed for like 8 minutes and change, period.
And they were dominating everybody up until the Illinois game,
yep.
Right?
And got the job. They were, their longest deficit of the year was three. So, and you all, Kevin Willard knows that. That's not a sustainable, if you can, great. But that's, common sense tells you it's not sustainable. So, you know, Maryland, they had a tough one. They pulled out at home on Friday, a tough one that they didn't quite get done here today. Rematch, by the way, will be set for College Park on January 25th. So welcome to Big Ten basketball. Wisconsin a winner tonight, 64-59. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger basketball. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Wisconsin defeats Maryland tonight 64-59 as the Badgers win their conference opener for the 18th time in the last 20 years as her joint courtside by head coach Greg Gard. Yeah, we got some sweater vest love going on here. So on a night where you're going to honor Dick Bennett, I mean, Wisconsin's played good defense for quite a while now.
Yeah.
This was, I guess, if you're going to have the sweater vest, make it cool again, you'd have a game like this where your defense really dug in.
Yeah, we needed to. I mean, we really proud of our guys, of the effort and the toughness and the grit. We make it harder on ourselves than we need to, I'll tell you that. And it's harder on the coach in the sweater vest over there, too, whether it's at the foul line or some decisions or things. But, you know, they're learning. You know, there was things that we were better at. I thought we did a better job of stopping the ball tonight than we did Saturday, than we did last Tuesday in here. So, you know, it's a team that we're able to control the possessions, and, you know, obviously the result shows what we did, but, you know, that's a pretty good team. It's won against some good teams already, and just proud of our guys of how they continue to battle.
Greg, specifically, what did you feel like you did well coming down this stretch?
Well, I thought for the most part, other than the three where Jordan Davis kind of backed up on the switch, you know, I thought we made life hard for them to get to the rim. We took away threes. We didn't let them get to the rim. Carter Gilmore, man, he really did some good things tonight defensively. Was always in the right position. A terrific chest up there where he got drew a couple fouls off defensive rebounds, but just held his own and has definitely grown on a defensive end where I can, you know, wanted him in at the end of the game because of the trust factor that we've developed in him. So
it's got to help, too, that Gilmore scored a little bit because it has to play on anyone's mind no matter what he does defensively.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he needs to score for his own mental well-being to be able to have some confidence because he can shoot it. I know he airmailed the first three that was wide open, but the next one I was glad to see him take it, knock it down, and see some confidence start to build. And he's got to shoot the line better. He will. He's a better shooter than that. The whole group needs to relax a little bit. We get wound a little tight at times, and you know that it shows sometimes in our play.
We noticed that with Tyler at times.
Yeah.
He so badly wants to play well, but sometimes that can kind of backfire.
Yeah,
he does get, right?
it's a double-edged sword. It's a blessing and a curse, whatever for him. And we've talked about it a lot with him. It's just, you can't let your emotions overtake you. And if something doesn't go well, you can't, you know, making an emotional decision or emotional play on the other end. You got to make sure you're always, you know, move on to the next possession and try to get something better to happen next time.
Greg, one of the things we've seen, and you've been touting Max Klesmet's poise, and you saw it even when Tyler Ball picked up the fourth foul, it was Klesmet who went up to him and kind of settled him down a little bit.
Yeah.
Just does a lot of things. You don't have to coach. He coaches them.
Exactly. Well, you got a guy that's in his third year of college basketball, so that helps. You know, so he's moved beyond worrying about himself so much, and he can help others, and that's what comes with the experience. Everybody thinks that the experience is internal and just for that individual, but that experience starts to permeate to some other guys when he's comfortable with who he is and what he needs to do. He can help other guys either, you know, calm them down or ramp them up, whatever he needs to do.
I'd ask you if you're getting used to the close games yet, but based on your voice, you expect it though, right? I mean, just that, particularly when you get in the league play like this, how it's going to go.
It is. It's going to be like that. You know, I think, you know, like I said, we've got a lot of things we got to get better at. We're making life harder than it needs to be sometimes. And that's good. I mean, that means we've got the ceiling is still high, and we can get better and become a better team because we're gonna have to. This is only game one of 19 that we'll probably have very similar.
All right, we'll let you rest your voice. Appreciate
your
time. Congratulations.
Thank you guys.
All right. Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as Wisconsin defeats Maryland tonight 64-59. The Terps take their first loss of the season. The Badgers improve to 6-2. Big Ten Network out of town scoreboard. Earlier tonight, Illinois in overtime defeated Texas at Madison Square Garden 85-78. They're in the second half of the second game at MSG, the Jimmy V Classic, and Duke leads Iowa 56-41. Badgers a 5-point winner tonight. Coming up next, our call of the game as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools.
At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
64-59, Wisconsin defeats Maryland as the Badgers hold the Terps to 38% shooting from the floor. The Badgers were about 42.5%. 7-21 from three. Connor Asijan chipping in the second half with a couple of threes to help the Badgers get a little separation on what was an airtight game. Here's that second one on our call of the game. 50-45, the Badgers, 6:35 remaining. Hepburn finds Connor. He'll flip a three straight on. Connor Asijan once again. Yeah, I said it. Connor Asijan. 53-45, Wisconsin with 6:20 remaining.
He can do a lot of other things, too. His ability to flash to the basket. He had three assists in the game. The thing about him, you know, Mike, and we've said this, I think, from the first time we watched him in an exhibition game, if he misses a couple, that's not going to prevent him from shying away
not
from the
chance.
Third if it's there.
Yeah.
And you got to love that about him. There will be, you know, ups and downs like any player goes through, especially a freshman. But I mean, this guy in the second half of games has come up pretty big here, especially lately for Wisconsin.
You just kind of expect sooner or later he's going to find the bottom of the net with his shot. The thing I really liked about Wisconsin tonight, and we kind of referenced it when we were trying to pick a player of the game, is that Greg Gard played eight different players and seven scored seven or more points.
Mm-hmm.
So you had seven players between 7 and 13 points.
Yeah. That's you know, we talked about the best teams around here from Bo Ryan's time, where like for the season the scoring averages are pretty similar. This is very much like
remember
that.
Bo Ryan telling us a story? No, when was that? Telling us about some of his Platteville teams.
Yes,
remember, like the
exactly.
highest score would have 13 and a half points?
Yep, yep.
But he'd have six or seven all scoring between 7 and 13 points.
You can't help but look at that stat sheet tonight and think about that very thing. Wisconsin gets the job done, spreading the wealth offensively and digging in defensively, 64-59. We'll take one more break back to wrap things up tonight in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 19. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 33. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 16. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Fry.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
5'8", 5'9", maybe 5'8", and he won the slam dunk contest. Pretty much convinced the head coach back then, I think it was Barry Alvarez, that this kid's got some athleticism.
He does.
He's a little bit different than your normal walk-on.
Yeah, and wicked smart as, in all areas, but his ability to teach the game. Defensive players have raved about him. He didn't even have to ask those players. They just tell you about it. So,
hey, we were lucky. Yep. And privileged to be around him for as long as we have.
Absolutely.
Been, and be grateful for that.
Yep, no doubt. He's sad that his time as a coach here on the staff is coming to an end. But as you said, happy we've had the opportunity to continue to converse with him and watch him do some wonderful, wonderful work here with the Wisconsin Badgers football program. So we go back to basketball. Badgers get the win here by 5 off to Iowa City, where the Hawkeyes have work to do tonight to try to catch Duke, but make no mistake, they're real.
And they also have Iowa State on the schedule this week.
Thursday, that's right.
So maybe you can tap into their weariness, if there is such a thing. It's Carver Hawkeye. You know how tough it is to play in that place.
Yeah, well, our coverage, by the way, on Sunday afternoon will start at 4:30. Tip time set for 5:30 for the Badgers and the Hawkeyes. Again, your final tonight, Wisconsin 64, Maryland 59. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Nate Strope back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Sunday when the Badgers play Iowa. We thank you so much for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
co-star in Sheer Madness.
Okay.
So there was a campaign out with that to get the word out. It was John McGivern and that other guy. Oh, Chris was that other guy. We did Fully Committed as a co-production, that one-man show about somebody sitting in the basement of a restaurant taking reservations. What else did we? So we collaborated
you just did
for
a bunch
years.
Of shows. And so our guest right now is John McGivern, as he just said, who is a actor, comedian, TV host, storyteller, and he's here all hour. But so, because a big thing for me, I would say, and I, you know, mine was 17 years of leaving at 16, wow. L.A., Berkeley, San Francisco, New York, back to L.A., did a lot of different things beyond just performing. But for me, coming back to Wisconsin has been hands down the best decision of my life because, I mean, personally, I've now married, but also career-wise, just how much has kind of fallen into place. It has provided an atmosphere where I can combine all the different experiences and talent that I've collected. And I would have, if you told me 3 years ago, I would have been like, why would I move back to Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Like this pressure or this feeling that you have to be in one of the big cities to do this thing that we call performing or, you know, but there's so much oxygen here to be able to come and create something interesting and valuable. And so like, was that, it sounds like that was almost immediately your, like you were finding success in LA, but there was something that really opened up for you being able to come back to Wisconsin.
And when I came back with the rights of that show to that show in my pocket, I wasn't sure if I would stay here. I knew I knew that that would probably be successful, and it was beyond successful. And with people asking what I wanted to do next, and then I got a job with TMJ4 as somebody on Friday mornings. They put me out on the street talking about what's best about living in this community. So live shots on television on Friday mornings, and then they gave me Wednesday mornings as well. So it was Wednesday and Friday. Then they brought me into studio, so I started doing TV stuff regularly. And then PBS got a hold of me and said, we want to shoot your one-man show on stage. And I said, that would be great. And then we had our production meeting. They said, no, we think it'd be best if we shot it on location where the stories took place. Mm-hmm. So it just so happened that they assigned a producer, Lois Maurer, who has now been my producer. We've worked together for 15 years. Yeah. This woman who is like my, you know.
You two are together. Yeah,
she's the best. She's the best. As my mother, you know, may she rest in peace, my mother. But she, when I first started working with Lois Maurer, my mom said, you need to hitch your wagon to her. Lois was like, what? So, but she was assigned that project called The Early Stories of John McGivern. And because of that, you know, we've worked together forever.
And so when we come back, we'll talk more about how that turned into Around the Corner and then how that's turned into Main Streets. I'm so excited that you're here. John McGivern is our guest until 12:30. Stay with us. We have so many more stories to tell. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Soon you're gonna take their place.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
If you're talking,
we all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear
you? You can do it if you try. If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Currently, it's 32 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Hogans, they have flocked tree. Why is their tree baby blue? Shh, John, don't ask those questions. But why? I just want. Shh, John, no, that's just. No, but why is the Hogan's tree blue? And my mom said, because they're from West Dallas.
Dallas. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Reminder that we love hearing from you. If you have a topic, if you have a guest that we should bring on, let us know. But our guest right now, as you just heard, is the one and only six, not five, Emmy Award winner, John McGivern, who just won your sixth Emmy on Saturday. That's so exciting.
For hosting a magazine show, it was very exciting. I didn't go to the same. It was in Chicago.
Okay.
It's the Midwest Emmys, and I didn't go. But I watched. I watched the live stream, and the announcement was great. I'm very excited and proud.
You should be.
Yeah.
So we were talking before about kind of all the different things that you've done between TV and storytelling, live storytelling, and then it turned into Around the Corner with John McGivern, which has now turned into Main Street. And so tell me a little bit more about how the original show started and how that translated into now Main Street, which is more Midwest than just Wisconsin, right?
Right. So Milwaukee PBS shot my stage show, as I sat on location, turned it into a special that aired in markets outside of Milwaukee as well, called The Early Stories of John McGivern. Then it used to be that you could pitch a committee around a series on Milwaukee PBS, and Lois, who had produced that, we had such a great time doing that project that she said we should find something that we could work together all the time. And we came up with this concept called Around the Corner with John McGivern, and we pitched it to the committee, and they said no, that it's missing something. And what they thought was missing was history. So okay. Lois said, do you want to do the history research? And I was like, not really. Are you interested? She said, not really. I said, wait, I know John Goethe. Let's call John Goethe and see if John Goethe would do this segment on our show.
John Goethe is going to be here Thursday.
Oh, that's so good. How great is that?
That's so great. He's an amazing person to tap. So anyone who's not familiar with John Goethe is the Milwaukee historian.
He is.
He's made an entire career out of the history of Milwaukee, and he just announced that his column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is ending.
Yeah.
And so, just for a little context, so he was then helping with the show.
He was, if you watched it, so we did 9 years, 117 episodes, and he was the guy who rode up on the bike and gave us 3 minutes of wherever the history of wherever we were that week. And then for four of the years, I believe he had an hour-long special that we shot with him as well.
Okay.
So there was the John, around the corner with John Goethe, that was an hour-long special that we had. So he was with us for 9 years.
Wow.
When the show was no longer renewed, which was after our ninth season, to say goodbye to John Goethe was really hard and sad, because it was a weekly, once a week, every through the course of our summer, 13 episodes for 9 seasons we were together, and it's just such a really good, smart, informed, very regular, and he puts things in a language that we all can you know take, and he's great. So I miss him, but so once he signed on, the committee approved the show, okay. And they approved one season, 13 episodes, and we Lois produced it. We kept it very local. We kept it very Milwaukee centric that first year until PBS Wisconsin, which there's two PBS mm-hmm. networks in Wisconsin. PBS Wisconsin, which is out of Madison, which covers all of the state except Southeast Wisconsin. So Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee is covered by Milwaukee PBS. The rest of the state is PBS Wisconsin. They picked us up the first year and ran it the same time we ran it in Milwaukee. So 7 o'clock Thursday nights, which is local night on PBS, PBS Wisconsin played us. So season two, we went a little further so that their air was covered as well. And we did that for nine seasons. And over the course of that nine seasons, we became the highest rated show Milwaukee PBS had ever produced. And then it became the highest rated PBS show on Thursday nights on any station in the country for wow. years running, which was so great. Then PBS World picked it up. So over the course of the last 4 years of that run, PBS World, which runs all over the country, ran Around the Corner with John McGivern.
Yeah. So this might be a hard answer. A hard question to answer because it's always uncomfortable to toot your own horn. At least I find it uncomfortable. What do you think the magic of that show was, of why it was so popular, and what about it appealed to so many people that it had such a successful run?
I think it was accessible. I think where we went was accessible. Who we talked to was accessible. If people wanted to take a 45-minute drive to Sheboygan Falls and go to the Firehouse Pizza, or walk down Main Street and go to the Beavis toilet seat company. I mean, it was all of that where it felt like, we can go do that. And then they would show up and talk to the person that I had a chance to talk to, you know. So I think it was accessibility and really kind of feeling. I think the show felt really familiar with everybody, and I think it's the case with the new show as well. And Lois, unlike you, I don't mind tooting my own horn.
Fair enough.
Maybe we're different like that. Lois believes that, and you know, I don't have a fear to chat.
Yeah.
And to ask, and to, you know, I'm curious, and to sit down and chat with somebody, you know, as somebody who does what you do, that people like to talk about themselves.
That's
they
true.
Do. So let me ask you about your business. Let me ask you about your home. Let me ask you about the town that you call home, and you know, you've got a show.
And it's so interesting because as the interviewer, there are obviously someone else is asking the questions, but knowing how to mold the conversation, how to have a quick one-liner to come back with, how to then look to camera and say something else witty. And so that is such a skill set that I'm so fascinated. We have to take another break, but I'm so interested to know if that was just something that is innately in you, or if it's something that you felt like you had to learn and get feedback on, because it's like anything, that you make it look so easy for something that is a lot harder to do once you actually try, as I now know.
There you go.
So we're going to take another break. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Strike me as funny. I can hide it inside and squeak as the squeakless do. I got to let go with a hoe.
How nice! I was hoping you, Dana. We all would have such a jolly time.
We love to laugh loud and long and clear. We love to laugh.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station.